Music fans began the new year with a goodbye to Patti Page, who died on the holiday at age 85.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see.
She was a defining voice of post-war America. She sold more than 100 million records, many of them copies of the Tennessee Waltz.
Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Patti Page was born Clara Ann Fowler in Oklahoma in 1927, one of 11 children. She grew up in the years of the Depression and World War II. And as a teenager, she appeared on a radio show sponsored by the Page Milk Company. The regular Page singer was out, and so she took the name and kept it and went on to record a series of hits.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail.
The woman who took her name from the Page Milk Company radio show eventually had her own Patti Page show on network TV. In 1999, she finally won a Grammy Award for a live recording at Carnegie Hall. Practice, practice, practice.
Her death comes amid plans to award her a Lifetime Achievement Grammy. A singer who worked with her, George Jones, remembers her by saying, "She hit notes I never dreamed of."
I do hope that doggy.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green.